Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
I wanted to get to Ireland's maternity care. And Ireland has been ranked among the worst countries in Europe for paid maternity leave, according to a new study. The rankings were produced by Boundless, a global employment platform, after analysing how individual countries compensated women when they became new mothers. Now, the league table reveals that Ireland is among the lowest payers in the European Union, offering new mothers 42 weeks of maternity leave with 245 paid weekly for the first 26 weeks. And that's, of course, the state will pay that. And after 6 months, if you want, you can go on sick benefits. 245 quid. The UK is also the bottom of the table, where new mothers get up to 52 weeks of maternity leave, but they're entitled to 90% of their average weekly pay for the first 6 weeks. Bulgaria boasts Europe's best maternity package, allowing new mothers to take a minimum of 58.6 weeks off. That's more than a year. With its National Health Insurance Fund paying 90% of their salary during leave. Similarly, Norway pays 80 to 100% of their full salary for at least 49 weeks. Now, I don't even know if there's a cap on that when they say full salary. I don't know if there's a cap on it or not. But anyway, the point is, there's a suggestion that we don't look after people enough. And when we mentioned this topic last week, I got a text. And this is what I want to talk about today. And the text said, and I thought it was relevant to what we're talking about. Hi, Niall. I heard you mention the news about the increase in the maternity pay that the government has been asked about. Are these people actually serious, Niall? Do they think there is a bottomless pit of money in the Department of Finance? It's all our taxpayers' money, Niall. Here is the popular but unpopular opinion. If you decide to have a baby, it's at your own cost. It's your baby, not mine. The dumb taxpayer, and you should be paying for it yourself. I'm okay with the current system, but giving a person all their pay while they're off for nearly a year, in some cases, is just a ridiculous idea. When we had our children, now obviously talking about himself, we had a plan we could afford for when we could afford them, and my wife would take time off as it was our decision and not my next door neighbour's decision or financial problem. Women will say it's discrimination against them, but realistically, they're the only ones that can have babies, and that's just a biological fact, Niall. Also, I think employers will think twice about hiring women if he or she thinks they're going to have to give them full pay for longer than 6 months. The world has gone mad, Niall. Please do it as a topic on your show, and you know the callers will agree with me. Don't be afraid to do it, Niall, in case your boss goes mad. Well, I have never been afraid to do a topic in case my boss goes mad, by the way, can I just point out. But do you believe that we should do more? Currently, as I said, in Ireland, we pay for 42 weeks maternity leave at 245 roughly per week. You go, obviously, for the first 26 weeks, you get full, when I say maternity leave, benefit. And after that, you can go on sick pay. Or you can go at your own expense if you want to for far longer than that. But anyway, the point is, we only pay for 26 weeks, 245 a week. The suggestion is that we should do something like Bulgaria, maybe, and pay for a year at 90% of the salary or 100% of the salary. But employers are not going to pay that because they don't have it. And that is going to, and look, he does have a point. It's another hurdle, isn't it? Because employers unconsciously will say, look, we don't want to hire women of childbearing age because they're going to have to give them full pay when they get pregnant for a year. But should the state even pay it? Or is it your own responsibility when you have a child? I mean, don't get me wrong. Yes, the 245 maternity leave. But the fact that you're losing money because you're not working, is that your own problem? It's your child, after all. That's the point he's making. So the number is 086. That's 086-87. No, that's my own number. 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Let me know what you think. Should the state be paying full pay for maternity leave? That's 087-188-0008. Now, I'm looking, by the way, at the old Johnny Depp. Ah, God almighty. I should have known better. Anyway, Johnny Depp, it seems at the moment, 87% of people who are texting or WhatsApping in believe that Johnny is telling the truth. So I want to know what you think. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping, keep the poll going, all right? Is it Johnny or is it Amber? Who is telling the truth if you've been watching this thing? Because it's really popcorn television. But getting back to maternity care, do you believe that we should pay for a full year on maternity pay and that employers should pay 80 to 100% of the salary? Do you believe that's what we should be doing? Dave, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Dave?
What's the crack?
Dave, I mean, I don't know about this text. This guy who texted in 2 weeks ago and said, you know, it's your baby, it's your problem. Has he got a point?
Well, no, he doesn't really have a point. Because at the same, like, people always go on, like, you know, all, you know, say about the taxpayer funded it. Like, the women who are going on maternity, they pay tax as well themselves. You know, so it's not like a woman is just, not working, not paying tax, not paying to your society, decides, hey, I'm going to let the state pay for me to have a baby.
Yeah, but what did women? What did women? I suppose the. Now, by the way, I'm only taking his side for the purpose of the argument. What did women do for years? What did families do for years? What did my mother and father and your mother and father do?
Yeah, but now, to be fair, now look at the country we're living in now at the moment. We're nearly being priced out of our own country. And I mean, having a child is a hell. Like, yeah, back in the day, people did have more kids, but we didn't have as many bills. Life wasn't as expensive. Rents weren't going through the roof. Now I know, you know, like. I don't really think it's a fair comparison saying back in the day, because like back years ago when my brothers were born, where I was born, you had a different set of problems than you have today. So you're not really comparing like with like. You know, and like when you consider the cost of childcare nowadays, the cost of food, fuel, I mean, it's becoming so expensive that people are waiting until their 30s to have kids.
Yeah, but I'm looking. I can just see two of the 2018's figures here on the screen. There were 61,000 live births, okay? That's what they call live births, okay? So 61,000 children were born in Ireland. Now, if you're going to start giving full pay for a year rather than the 6 months at €245, I don't know who's going to pay it, because I don't think employers could afford it. And
no, I know.
And the other thing is, if you demand that employers pay full pay to a woman who's on maternity leave for a year, I think that's another hurdle that women will have to overcome. And I think employers will unconsciously discriminate against childbearing women, right?
Oh, no, for sure. Yeah, but at the same time, see, my issue with these arguments is you always have someone start shouting about, what about the taxpayer? What about the taxpayer?
Well, it's a fair argument, isn't it? Because
hold on a second.
Well, why is the cost of living going up? Why? Yeah. Because you have taxes.
Yeah. No, but hold on a second now, right? So the idea of taxes is we all pay into the kitty and we all get something back out of it. That's supposed to be the whole idea of taxes, yes?
Yep.
Like, I don't have an issue, say, with this guy when he gets older and he gets his medical card when he retires. I don't have an issue with my taxes paying for his medication.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, I don't like this argument because, like, women who work or even men who work and take the paternity, we have paid into the system. So... are we not due to get something back out of it? No,
but you do get. But hang on for a second. Now, Dave, you're overlooking the fact that we actually do have maternity leave of 42 weeks or 26 weeks paid, right? So in saying that, you're overlooking the fact that women do get something from it. It's not like you're getting nothing.
No, they do. And like, to be fair, like, I mean, the €245, once one person's still working, and if you're the sole earner in the house, it actually goes up a bit as well. I don't think that's like an issue. I mean, the 100% pay from your boss. Yeah, I can't really see how that would work. And bosses would discriminate against women. But at the same time, there's enough wealth in this country that's being pissed up against the wall as it is. So, like, you can't say that we're skint, we can't afford these.
Yeah,
you know?
But
here's another thing for you as well.
But hang on. I don't actually like his text too much because of the tone of it, right? But in saying that, he makes a lot of good points. There isn't a bottomless pit of money. And at 61,000 children, if you're to pay 80 to 100% pay, or the state is to pay it, or the employer is to pay it, well, I mean, then we're looking at a huge tax bill. That money has to come from somewhere. And, you know, Joe Bloggs is going to have to pay, and Josephine Bloggs is going to have to pay it.
Yeah, but Josephine Bloggs, if she's been working for the last 20 years, has paid her fair share into the kitty.
Yeah, and
but
she's getting her $245 a week. What more do you want?
And happy days. You know, I'm not saying, like, give 100% of a wage. I mean, countries like Norway are resource rich.
Hang on. Well, then we're on the same path there, okay? Because I agree with the current system, and I think maybe this lad here does too, right? But the suggestion that, you know, we should be increasing it to, you know, 80 to 100% to pay, or we should be increasing it to 58 weeks, similar to Bulgaria, I just think is nuts. I mean, there is a kind of a level playing field here where it is your decision to have a baby. And I remember when we had our first child, at the time when I was married, when we had our first child, there was a decision made. It was a conscious decision. Let's get the house, make sure we have everything in order. Then we'll have a quick holiday. Then we'll have a baby. Because in that order, because we couldn't afford to do it all at the one time. In other words, you one person has to take time off work, obviously, to have the bloody baby.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I look after the bloody baby. But unfortunately, particularly if you're living in the city nowadays, you have to put your child into childcare as quick as possible because the standard of living has gone so high. The wages have been stagnating since the last recession. So, like, I do understand where it's coming from. But see, my issue with, with, particularly with that guy's message, is when they say it's your choice to have a child, right?
Well, it is your choice to have a child.
Well, okay, but if we all stop having kids, it's the end of the generation.
Well, hang on. For years, we didn't have maternity pay in this country, and we were having more children. So the need and the want and the desire to have children is not going to go away.
And a lot of people who grew up during those times will tell you it was like living in abject poverty.
My mother told me what it was like growing up
back in the day in where we live now. And it sounds like they lived in a third world country. And I'm sorry now, but like we live in one of the richest nations on the face of the planet, right? This country has never had so much wealth and so much money. And so to say that we can't look after people giving birth to and raising the next generation is silly, because the same guy, right? Like, birth rates in the West are starting to fall now, okay? And they're getting to a level where the amount of people born isn't replacing the amount of people dying. So the same guy that's complaining about paying for maternity benefits is probably going to start bitching and moaning when we have to start importing immigrants just so we have enough people to pay into the kitty to pay for his pension in the future.
Okay, well, stay there a second. Let me go to Vicky. And you make a good point, by the way. Vicky, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Vicky?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Now, I mean, I don't think anybody disagrees with the fact that women should get maternity leave and should be paid by the state as well, which they are currently at the moment. Not very much money, I would give you, grant you that. But, I mean, can we really do any better? Because it would cost a tremendous amount of money. And as our texter says, sure, it's your own decision to have a baby.
To a certain extent, yes, it is your own decision to have a baby. But if people stop having babies, like the other gentleman said, we have no future.
But no, we're not going to stop having babies, are we?
I know that. But at the same time, people are making the decision to have one child or two kids because they can't afford to have any more. The fact that they can't afford to have any more based on the fact that they have to give up work for a year. If you're living on the payments from social welfare for maternity, a lot of houses can't afford to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not enough. So I'm in the lucky position that my employer pays 6 months full pay maternity leave.
That's wonderful.
Which is great. They're a fantastic employer.
They're few and far between, let me tell you.
They are few and far between. And like I have friends that are in fantastically good jobs that if they decide they're having a child, they have to plan 2 years ahead so that they can save to be able to manage for those 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, and that's grand, that's all good and well, at least they can afford to do that. But for people that are living in the city, I'm in Galway, I'm not too bad. And I bought my house, my husband bought our house at the right time. You know, we got ours at a good deal. But for a lot of people who are trying to buy properties now, who are maybe getting married or having kids or whatever now, they're really, really struggling to be able to do that.
See, do you know what it is? When we did the topic last week about, you know, Spain had introduced period pay, which is women get 3 days off a month when they have their period. And I mentioned at the time that all we're doing in this legislation, this type of legislation, where now you know, there's a suggestion that we should pay women full pay for, say, 58 weeks, similar to Bulgaria, which is a year off work, essentially, on full pay. I believe all it does is increase the discrimination against women and makes it more difficult for women to get into employment because employers unconsciously are sitting there thinking, I'm not going to hire that one. She's just got married. She's going to be having babies soon. I'm going to have to give her a full pay if she starts having babies. And I believe that there's an unconscious decision by employers to do that, even though it's illegal, by the way.
It's not unconscious. It's very conscious. They know what they're doing, unfortunately. And even with the state maternity pay, and even if they're not paying anything towards it, that decision is still taken in a lot of places in this country where people go for jobs and they'll look at your hand. They'll check your wedding ring. They'll check and see if you're married and they'll make a decision and they'll look at your age. They'll look at when you graduated college or when you graduated school or whatever. And they'll look at it and they'll go to themselves, she might be having kids in the next year or two. Probably not a good idea for us. We'll have to try and replace her in the time being.
Well, by extending that and making it more beneficial to have a child, in some sense, you are going to make that discrimination even worse. I think it increases the hurdles for women getting employment and careers.
I have an alternative to that, though. If they do, like some of the Scandinavian countries do, and they give men the same length of paternity leave as they do women with maternity leave.
There should be nobody in
that
work.
That levels the playing field.
No, I understand what you're saying. And I think paternity leave did balance it out somewhat, right? But in saying that, firstly, I don't think a lot of men want to take that much time off work just for the sake of bonding. I understand that to some degree. But anyway, I think then you're going to have a huge problem then, because the cost of that for both employers and the state is going to be astronomical and it's unnecessary.
It's not unnecessary, really, if you want to take away the level of discrimination that's out there for, you know, childbearing age women.
Let me ask Dave then. Sorry.
The exact same thing as women get and do it either simultaneously or consecutively. it means that the discrimination is gone. Employers won't want to hire anybody between the ages of 18 and 50, but well, hang on a second, they're going to have to.
Well, let me just ask Dave. Dave, I mean, obviously, you know, Vicky accepts that there's discrimination against women based on these hurdles that employers face when hiring women, right? Okay, so but she's saying that if we gave men the same maternity, so let's say we increased it to 50 weeks, right? And we gave men the same maternity or paternity leave as women, that that would balance it out and then women wouldn't be discriminated against. But I don't know whether that's doable.
Well, I mean, currently as a man, like if you have a child, you're entitled to 9 weeks now. So you have 2 weeks paternity and then you have an extra 6 weeks
parental leave.
Of parental benefit, as it's called. And that can be taken either by one partner, the other partner, or it can be split up between you. So that has leveled out the playing field a bit, you know, between the sexes as it is. And I think, like, I've taken 3 weeks of mine so far, and it was brilliant. You know, I got to stay at home. I got to spend more time with my child. You know, I got to spend more time with my family instead of,
but
like,
you don't get full. You don't get full pay, do you?
We see, because I'm a single, we're a single income household. We get an extra little bit of a bump, and then what they do is they rejigger your tax credit. I'm paying, I get like a tenner a week back extra on my wages for the next year if I take all the 9 weeks.
Okay.
So it is doable. I mean, what they could do there, like the state could very easily just say, well, if you're going to give women, you know, like their full pay or 70% or 80% or blah, 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 they say, well, what we can do is we can give tax breaks to the employers and that can incentivize them bringing on women of childbearing age. So the company doesn't have to bear the brunt of it. You know, I mean, you say to any company that's making money will lower your taxes. They'll take hand and all. I mean, it is doable. I mean, come on, we pissed €2 billion up against the wall building a children's hospital that hasn't even been built yet. And this is just like, you know, this is another one of those. Let's invest in people for a change and immediately the companies. And like, if you're a small business and you have a woman going out on maternity leave and you have to get someone in to replace her, I hope.
Well, there is the practicability of that as well, not just the financial aspect. I remember 2 years ago, I had a guy on the air, regular listeners remember, and he had hired a woman to launch a specific project for his company, sent her over to Switzerland or Sweden or somewhere to train for 6 weeks at a cost of 20 grand. She came back and told him she was taking maternity leave. She'd only started in the job and he had to hire somebody else. And he said to me on the other day, he said, because of I'd been burned, I would never hire another woman to do a project like that.
Yeah,
that's really harmful to women, isn't it?
I understand that, and I kind of on your one's behalf, that was probably a little bit dishonest. So I do understand that, but like what I find funny is you have companies like your Dunn's, your Tesco's, all the biggest earners always seem to have the biggest issues with stuff like this, even though they can very easily absorb.
Well, they can absorb it a lot better, of course. Yeah, the multinationals. By the way, Richie says between fully paid menstrual leave, fully paid maternity leave, and fully paid menopause leave, when are these fully paid birds going to do a day's work? Richie, for God's sake, come on, there. Richie. Go back into
Richie
the cave there, Richie.
Hope. That's what Richie needs. But no, but now, come here, but think about it, right? How many times have you done topics about, like, how unfortunate it is we live in a country that has so much wealth, and yet people are putting their kids, through no fault of their own, you have to put them in creches. You know what I mean? Because from an early age, because they can't afford to do anything else. Like, most people...
But there is an answer to that. We just don't have that. We're not willing to do it. And I spoke about the French system there a while ago. And I think they have the ideal system when it comes to childcare. The more you earn, the more you pay, right? And if you're on a low wage, you get it for free. If you're on a middle income wage, you get it subsidised to a certain amount, probably 200 quid a week for a child or whatever it is, or 200 quid a month for a child. If you're on a really good wage, will you pay a bit more? And the state subsidises and pays the rest. I don't see why we can't do that. It's just so simple.
Phenomenal way.
Yeah.
It should be that way.
Yes. And that's the way it should be. I mean,
we're just talking about, like, you know, how about we try to find a way to give people just a bit more time that they can, you know, spend it at home after having their child, to bond with their child. And, like, I know you're going to laugh and say, oh, you know, your child spends most of the time sleeping.
No, you don't need 44 weeks or whatever it is to bond with your child.
I said somebody has to care for the child at the end of the day, so somebody has to be there. And a lot of creches won't take kids that are less than 9 months old. Some won't take them less than a year old.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do? If you only get paid for 6 months maternity leave and then you're on your own, if you're paying a high mortgage, if you bought a house in the last 2 years, you're paying a really high mortgage, you've had a child, maybe it was planned, maybe it wasn't planned. You know, sometimes these things happen. And then next thing, you're in a position where you can't pay your mortgage.
Mm-hmm. No, I get that. I get that. I do understand what both of you are saying. Okay, the number is, thank you very much indeed to both of you. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Not a reference, maternity leave. I am self-employed and, oh, sorry, hang on, it's hard to see what you said. And taxes, and pay taxes, and got no maternity pay for any of my kids. Back to work 2 months after first, 3 months after second child, and 5 months after third, as it was a section. System's unfair. It is unfair, and it always has been unfair on self-employed people when it comes to social welfare payments, and you are 100% right. You should be, otherwise I believe it's discrimination, you should be entitled to maternity pay, or certainly a payment for the time that you're off if you're self-employed. Couldn't agree with you more. I can't have a family because I will not be able to afford to raise the house. Raise and house one. Yet I pay taxes to pay child benefit, school, health, etc. Now maternity for other people who don't plan ahead to have a family on my dime. The middle and the rich are the biggest state spongers, yet the poor get the label. The nation is septic. In other words, he doesn't want to be paying for your child. That's the way some people believe, by the way. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. As I said already, we do have maternity pay in this country. 245 for the 26 weeks. You can take up to 42 weeks off. And you can take unpaid leave after that as well. Of course, you can go with sick benefit, all those kind of things that we have as well. But now there's a suggestion that Ireland is one of the worst in Europe when it comes to paying people for maternity pay. For example, in Bulgaria, they pay 58 weeks and they pay 90% of your salary. Seems quite generous, doesn't it? If we had that kind of money, I wonder. I mean, it would cost millions with 61,000 babies born on average. Probably a bit more than that, actually. We'll know when we get the next census out. But 61,000 babies born on average every single year. That's a lot of money, isn't it, if we have to pay everybody full pay? The number is 087-188-0008. I don't completely disagree with the idea that was mentioned about giving men the same paternity leave to balance it out. But then we'd have to pay double the money, wouldn't we? Eddie, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Eddie?
How's it going, though? Quickly, good. There must be the only two people in the country whose dog stood on the beat. That's the only thing I can say.
There are only two people in the country that what?
Their dog stood on the beat.
Right, okay. Eddie, I mean, getting back to, you know, maternity leave.
Maternity leave. There's too much money being given as it is now. Look, and it's not going to be the favourite decision, but I kind of agree with you, man. And, like, I think that the modern-day feminism is kind of like, what's wrong with being a mother? Women are just being pushed into work. And anyway, half the time they're working just to pay the mortgage. If they didn't pay the mortgage, they wouldn't have to pay the childcare. The money is, like, it's non-existent. You know what I mean? It's like the money that they're going to be working for, that they want more subsidies even to get, to subsidise home care and subsidise. What if I stay at home and stop subsidising all that non-necessary expenditure?
Well, people will accuse you of being old school, Eddie, that women have careers which are equally as important to men's.
I am being old school. I have no problem admitting I am being old school.
Okay, so they should just stay at home and mind the babies. That'll be the end of it then.
Yes, the society was way better when we had parents at home minding kids and not rearing them in crèches and schools the whole time.
But I assume you mean that either parent could stay at home, not just the women, by the way.
Well, look, either parent could. But does it make more sense because the person who's bearing the child to stay at home and the person who's not bearing the child, that's just nature. I'm not going to fall out with nature. And I'm not saying it to be horrible. And I'm not saying it to be horrible.
I'm not accusing you of being horrible. It's your opinion.
No, but it's fact of the matter. But people will say, oh, you're being discriminated. It's not. You get pregnant for 9 months. I didn't decide that. Or your nature or God, whichever one you favour, decided that. It's not hating men for this.
Yeah.
It's a fact of the matter. We're getting so nonsensical lately. We're disagreeing with everything. We're arguing facts. We're getting too emotional about things. And things, I'm not saying we can't have any emotion, but no, you know where I'm coming from.
I know I do.
But I mean, it's getting too ridiculous. Do you know what I mean?
I know I understand you're quite traditional in your views surrounding this. But by the way, Eddie, that's fair enough. if a woman wants to stay at home and raise her children, and by the way, the best psychologist in the world will say that a parent, you know, and preferably I believe women, because you're right, I think that women have a better maternal instinct, not all of the time, by the way, but some of the time. Yeah. But I believe that, you know, a parent should be there for the formative years of a child's life. A child doesn't want, you know, holidays and cars and all. A child wants love. Okay. And I completely agree with you. Okay. Yeah. But in saying that...
I'm going to pick up one thing as well.
But hang on, let me finish what I'm saying. In saying that, there are some women who want to, obviously, who value their careers as well, and they should be equally entitled to do that. And if they want to do that, the state then has to step in and give some support. So in that sense, Eddie, do you believe it would be fair to pay women their full wage while they're on maternity leave?
No, I don't think it's fair. I think if you choose to go to work, you're choosing that. You choose one or the other.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Men don't ask for this. If men were deciding to stay at home now, you know that we'd stay at home and we'd be happy to let the wife go out and work and earn the money.
Would
we won't be going out.
Do you think so?
We'd be paid for that. I do think so.
I don't think there's many men out there that would be happy.
I stayed at home and I didn't go looking for screaming for this, and then my wife worked. We got very little on the social effort because my wife was working, and I stayed at home there.
Some men would be happy to do it. I don't think a lot of men would be happy to do it.
I've done it because I had to do it as a father. She was working. I done it because it was the boss I had to do. But I didn't say it was planned.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And look, it's not if people get confused about being horrible. It's just about there's other ways of looking at things. And I see there's a lot of double money being paid unnecessarily that doesn't need to be paid, that we could look at another way where we'd save a load more, and maybe we could put money towards other things. And as well as that chef said earlier on that we were so poor, and you could have been, no, I'm 50, I grew up. We weren't that poor. Do you know, we weren't that poor, Niall. Do you know what I mean? We had a telly in our house. I had a bike for Christmas. Do you know what I mean? That was a bit of, but I remember they script me saying, but we weren't third world, Niall. We weren't destitute. Do you know what I mean?
No, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I do understand what you're saying.
I have them on my set, but everyone wants a PlayStation. They want an Xbox. They want the internet. They want two cars in the drive. They want three holidays. They want the best of this. That's why we're broke. And we're paying overpriced mortgages and rent. The rich are getting richer. There's a lot more than just what's going on there. You know,
so what you're saying... let me just get a word in here. What you're saying is you believe that nowadays women are too materialistic.
Yes, as well, yes. And,
right.
And women want to be men. Well, not women. Women have been told to be men. Women have been pushed out and to be...
I think they just want to be women. I don't think they want to be men. I think they just want to be women. And they just want to be treated the same.
They want the men.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Women who can't even say it themselves. If a woman turns around and says that she wants to stay at home and be a mother.
Okay, let me give you an example, right? Let me just give you a situation here. Let's say a single woman,
yeah.
Right? Okay?
Yeah.
And a single man, right? So
yeah.
A single woman gets pregnant. Let's say she goes out on a one-night stand or she has a date for a couple of months and she gets pregnant and decides that she wants to continue with the pregnancy and have the baby.
Yes.
Right. Now, by the very nature of the fact that she's a woman, she's got pregnant. That's not going to happen to you, Eddie, because you're a man. You're not going to get pregnant.
No.
Okay, so would it not be fair then to say to her, well, look, you are bringing a child into the world, a child that when they're 18 years of age will pay taxes and will pay into a pension fund and will pay everything else that needs to be paid in society.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It'll all be paid back again at some point in the future, and it's all part of the big money go around. Should we not then say, well, you know, financially we need to support that woman if she wants to go back to her job again?
That's a different thing, and we already do that now. We do the same for a man. If a man found himself or his wife died and he's a widow, he'd get a widower's pension. We would do that for either sex as it is already.
But we don't do it for men because men don't have babies.
No. But you said it's something happened unwillingly. She didn't want it. The girl that got pregnant didn't want to get pregnant. Found herself happened by mistake.
Yeah.
A man would be the exact same thing. He didn't deliberately find out that his wife was going to die. She died. He's at home with the child of his own.
It's not the same thing.
It's an accidental single parenthood.
Yeah, but when you're dead, you're not coming back to pay taxes again. At least the child is going to pay taxes in the future. But stay there for a second. Let me just go to Lisa. Stay there with me. Eddie doesn't obviously agree, and he thinks, God, the old traditional way of, you know, the mother staying at home with the baby was probably the better suggestion. Lisa, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Lisa?
Hello, how are you?
Get back into that kitchen sink and put the chain back on you again.
Eddie. Go on.
Oh, God. You're going to rise a lot of people up. You're upsetting people, Eddie. Sorry, Lisa, what would you like to say?
No, so I just texted in there. I was on to before about my lad who went to America, got a scholarship, and anyway, he graduated 2 weeks ago. But he surprised us in December, with, actually the night before I was driving or flying over to say they were having a baby.
Oh, congratulations.
So I had my flight booked the next morning anyway. When Biden opened the gates, I had booked. So I was like, okay, so when is the baby due? And it was like, January. So I was like, well, I'm going tomorrow anyway.
So in other words, they were pregnant ages and hadn't even told you?
They only found out in October.
Okay,
so
then okay.
It was like, got his head around it, his final year in college, all this. So anyway, he told us, and we decided then to fly over to see the baby in February.
Okay.
And the day I flew over, that girl went back to work. You get 6 weeks.
That's right.
80 or 90%. I think it's 80%.
Depending on which state you live in, they're in New York, obviously. Are they?
They're in Oklahoma.
Okay, I think New York New York is the same. I think it's only 6 weeks as well. Yeah.
Yeah, and now the other side of it is it's called a mother state. So it's even though, and I'm like, oh, that sounds fantastic. What do you get? So you literally got 6 weeks. So when we went over, old, and she was back and working that Monday.
And how much do you get for the six? Do you know how much you get for the 6 weeks?
80% of our wages.
80% of our wages.
Wow.
80% of our wages, yes.
Yeah, but it's only six. Eddie, don't be going, wow, Eddie, it's only 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Yeah, we pay 50, we pay, what is it, 26 weeks.
That's what I said. Well, when we went over in February, the day I went over, we went over to see him. She was back and worked that morning, so we didn't see her till that evening. Heartbroken. She was devastated, you know, obviously leaving this tiny, and he was only five, something, but he's tiny.
Yeah.
And the other side of it is they get amazing pediatric care. I mean, three times a week for the first 6 weeks he was in.
And would you not volunteer to go over and stay there and mind him?
Well, I work full time. I have most, but we were there with him last week because the idea was if he ever went to America and got we had to go for his graduation. So,
and just, by the way, I'm just curious now. Does he automatically get a green card now?
No. So he officially will be finished in August, his visa, but he's doing his master's.
Okay, but the fact that he has a baby, which is an American citizen, I'm assuming the baby's an American citizen.
Oh, American, yeah.
So, and he's a guardian to the child, is he not?
No, guardian. He could be literally, if he's not legally, which he still is, with his master's and all that, he will be gone.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. But
that's very difficult, isn't it? Yeah.
Very, very hard.
And of course, yeah, they got rid of the same as Ireland back in 2002. They got rid of that. It was called the anchor baby rule. So that's essentially what it would be, of course. Yeah, I get you. Okay, so what you're saying to us is they had a much different system in many states in America where you only get paid 6 weeks and you get full pay for the, well, 80% of the pay.
Yeah.
But they do have very short maternity leave in America. I know that.
Very short. And she called, I was saying to her, oh, if you had it, came over and had him here, like what we have. And she was, herself and her mother were absolutely floored at what we get now.
26
weeks. I said, hold on. I got 12 weeks with Jordan. Like, you know, when he was born 24 years ago, I had the 12 weeks, 6 weeks before, 6 weeks after, or whatever you've done to make it go as
It's doubled since then. Yeah, it's doubled.
Yeah. So, I mean,
Do you think we should go again? Do you think we should increase it even more?
No, I don't think so. I think that it's, you know, not to say, oh, look, we were amazing. This is what we did, and we went back. And you know, I mean, I was in childcare for 24 years, so I see the benefit of being a home or whatever. But that was, so we decided to wait 4 years, buy our house, wait 4 years, have the child when I could stay at home. You know what I mean?
And I think a lot of people did that, by the way. And by the way, I'm not totally disagreeing with Eddie as being some sort of Stone Age man or anything like that.
That woman. And I don't think anyone should shame her for staying at home. Well done to her.
Yeah.
Fair play to her, being a mother. That's not a hard
thing. I agree with you. Women should not be shamed if they want to stay at home.
That's the thing. They are.
I know
there's
they are.
There's women out there shaming other women for doing it, and it's so wrong.
Yeah, no. Yeah. There's absolutely nothing. If a woman, or indeed a man, but primarily it is women that do it, want to stay at home to raise their child for the first 3 or 4 years, and they can afford to do that, and you're right, if they make a few sacrifices, they possibly could afford to do that, I think they're to be applauded and not shamed. And I do believe the state should be providing a little bit more and helping them out a little bit more too, if that's what they choose to do. Listen, I have to take a break. Congratulations to your son, Lisa, and his partner in America. And I hope everything works out. Congratulations, by the way, on his master's as well. I hope he does well there too.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.